We've been reporting on the upsurge in violence at California's state psychiatric hospitals. Thousands of assaults occur each year. Employees at Napa State Hospital started demonstrating and demanding greater safety after a patient murdered a staffer there last October. And as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, the protests are spreading.
Safety now! Safety now!
About 100 workers from Metropolitan State Hospital near Los Angeles recently spent a broiling hot lunch hour marching in front of the place where they work as passing trucks honked in support. Psychiatrist Laura Dardashti has worked at Metropolitan since 2006. She says when she started, co-workers told her, "It's not if you get assaulted, it's when." Her turn came about a year and a half ago.
I was attacked by an extremely psychotic patient who grabbed me by my hair and had me down sort of in a pretty significant headlock, and it took about 4 staff to get her off of me.
That wasn't the worst part.
I remember driving to work the next day with a wave of panic coming over me and tears welling up in my eyes thinking, I don't know how I can do this.
How do you do it?
I think with time you forget, and there is a sense that somehow this is the norm.
Here's what state statistics say about the norm at Metropolitan. Last year, staff members were attacked by patients more than 1,300 times. That's nearly double the number of assaults from the year before. Meanwhile, patients assaulted other patients at a rate of almost 7 times a day. Rehabilitation therapist Denise Nix said that staffers' demands for safety began years ago.
And what does the hospital do? They make excuses. They say it's a budget issue. That's not okay. And not only us are we affected, but the patients are assaulted. The patients are being re-victimized.
Metropolitan Hospital's medical director, Dr. Michael Barsom, says there's no conflict between management and staff on what should be done.
I think the conflict, as it were, arises from what is feasible to be done. So to hire more staff, to hire more police officers, to implement an alarm system are very expensive items, and we're limited in what we're able to do.
Because, as pretty much everyone knows, California's hard up for cash. The budget that was passed last month made painful cuts to just about everything. But the state's psychiatric hospitals got $10 million more than last year. On the one hand, that's amazing, says Diana Dooley, secretary of California's Health and Human Services Agency. On the other hand,
$10 million isn't enough. $100 million wouldn't be enough in terms of the advocates of the patients and the workers and the need.
But she says $10 million is enough to begin improving safety. For starters, the hospitals have been exempted from a statewide hiring freeze and are adding staff. A new alarm system is about to be tested, and a new department will be created to focus solely on the hospitals.
But this problem has existed for a very long time, and we're not going to dig out of this hole as quickly as everyone would like us to do.
Some state lawmakers are nearly as impatient as hospital workers. They've introduced at least 5 bills that are designed to make the hospital safer. Metropolitan State Hospital is in the district of Assemblymember Tony Mendoza, and his chief of staff, Sharon Weissman, had this message for the demonstrators.
Assemblymember Mendoza and I are state workers, and you do not deserve any less safety when you go to work each day than we do.
Yeah.
Weissman said lawmakers will try and figure out what's causing the upsurge in hospital violence and how to stop it at a hearing next month. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.